It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Well, Matton, I am so excited because she has finally arrived in studio. A woman that definitely makes you feel fabulous from the inside out.
That's right. We've got Julia Pitts in studio. Rebalance myofascial release.
What's up, girlfriend?
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing fabulous.
So it is so fun when, of course, we always love to chit chat before we go on air with anyone that we bring on. But we have been laughing for nonstop for about 20 minutes about the most random things ever. Most random things ever. Because we're like, listen, you know what? It's crazy where you can get your COVID shots now.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, I actually heard that you can go to the Dollar General and get them done.
I know. I thought you were making that up, girl.
No, I had heard. You know, that's my favorite store, right?
Yeah, I know.
But I'm like, so, you know, I'm like, Julia, do you think, you know, I can just go and get my Swiss cake rolls? And then I'll be like, can I get my shot here? I'm like, are they trained? Do you bring someone's trained in? Or is it just like a staff member?
Right. Is it a cashier?
Is it a cashier?
I mean,
let's go.
These are the questions that we have. I know. Then we got to figure out.
Ring you up and give you a shot.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, you know what? I need some new shoes. I'm going to head over on to Payless after work, and I'm going to ask them too. Hey, do you give shots? Yeah. So sit down. We'll get you some patent leather shoes, and then I'll give you your shot.
See?
You can go anywhere.
You can.
Listen, I got to go get my dog's balls cut off today. Yeah. The veterinarian can give you my shot too.
Probably.
We're both be in pain. So these were the actual conversations that we're having.
Yes.
So it's all about making sure you feel good. So laughter, of course, is number one. And Julia, we just are so excited that you are here today because I had the pleasure of meeting you by going and seeing Dr. Insulero at the TMJ in Sleep Center. He's been helping me with that. And he's like, Krista, I need you to see this phenomenal woman that works with the body. And you're not no regular massage therapist. This is a whole other game. So it's very exciting that you're here. So tell us about exactly what you do. What kind of clients do you work with when it comes to the body work? And especially with someone with me coming to see you, I was like, but I have TMJ. He's like, you'll understand.
Yes. Yes. Myofascial release is a connective tissue that works with the whole body at the same time. So I work with all different patients. I love it when Dr. Insulero sends me people from the TMJ Center because I love doing the cranial work.
Yeah.
But I have a wide variety of people. My favorite is probably when a patient comes to me and says, I'm in pain. The doctors don't know why I'm still in pain. They've run every test under the sun. I'm still in pain. Can you help me? And that's where we start. We just start right there and see what we can find.
And I love that you said that because, you know, for like 2 years ago, my body just decided to say, you know what? You're going to wake up and I'm just going to take a dump on you. And I've been in chronic pain for the last 2 years and I've had MRIs. I've had lidocaine infusions. I've had nerve blockers put in my scalene muscles. Yep. I went to a vascular surgeon. They're like, well, we'll figure it out. If this is what's causing it, then we're going to have a rib removed to release your arteries from being pinched. I mean, all these kind of things. And I still have yet to feel relief from pain.
Yes. So many surgeries, I think, could be avoided. If people would do this type of work prior. We get so many people after surgery, and then there's only so much you can do to help somebody because the structure's already been changed. So if people will come in before their surgeries, sometimes things could be avoided.
It's such a cool experience too, Tracy. I was telling Tracy, I'm like, she's going to love you too, because it was like, I walked in, I laid down, you know, we talked, let me tell you, can I say this?
Go ahead.
So she asked me, Chris, are you okay if I look at your body? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, absolutely. You wanted to look at my actual structure of my body, how I held myself. So it was interesting how you did that to see, you know, visually, you could tell kind of some your structure of your spine and all that.
Right.
Was
right.
Off.
To start a session, I always like to do what I call a postural assessment. So I have somebody stand up and I like to walk all the way around them, front, back, both sides. So I can see, is there a twist? Are they leaning? You know, is it something structural or is it something muscular? You kind of have to decide which direction you're going to go to get started.
So. Yeah. She's just like, you're just jacked up, Krista.
Yeah, oh, okay. Just all jacked up. That's how she broke it down.
She's broke down.
Yeah. It was a dry case over there with Krista.
You just never know where you're going to get with me.
And I was going to say, I love that you said that too about the pain, because I've known so many people, you know, including myself, there's something that goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And you go to all these doctors and they look at you like, like you're crazy, or maybe they don't care.
But a lot of times I think they don't really look at you.
Mm.
Or I've had a lot of patients come in and they'll say, I'm in pain here. I say, well, how does that feel? What doctors have you seen? And I'll say, why are you looking at me like that? Or why are you touching me? Because their doctors aren't, they get so little time with their patients now,
right,
that they aren't, you know, you don't change into a gown when you go to the doctor anymore. Mm-hmm. They're seeing you completely clothed, mm-hmm, but they can't see what your muscles are twisting or torquing.
Yeah.
And then to actually lay their hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They kind of diagnose based on symptoms. They're incredibly smart people. They know the symptoms, which symptoms go with what ailments. I don't know that. I have to feel into your body to find it.
Yeah. So, Julia, then how do you know where to begin then?
I start with that postural assessment and with the conversation. A lot of times the conversation will lead you right to where you need to go if you listen and kind of read between the lines a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will be in pain, but if they're someone, say, going through a crisis at home, they're going to feel pain in their body a different way than somebody who has an actual physical ailment.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of getting down to the bottom of what's causing the pain.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. I love that.
Oh, it was great. I just, you know, she helped me and then we sat down, we cried together. I was like, she's like, Krista, just let it all out. I'm like, this is the greatest session I've ever had. Like, honestly, you know. She and I think you could tell I was going through a lot at that time. And it does. When you have stuff going on, mm-hmm, it physically will, right? It will.
Yeah. It can just shut you down.
It can shut you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting, too, when I was there to see you for the TMJ, how you held my neck, actually, for quite a while.
Yeah. Myofascial release is a long, slow technique. It's you have to be very patient to be... to work with myofascial patients.
Yeah.
It's a light technique, and it's about letting the body release when it's ready to. You know, you hear people come in all the time and say, just dig in and make this feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the body will just kind of go into a defensive mode, and it'll hold on to the ailment longer. So, but if I come in and touch you very lightly, your body just realizes that it's in a safe place, and it makes its own decision to let go.
Yeah.
I always say it's kind of like treating your body like a 2-year-old. You can make your 2-year-old clean their room today, but if you can coax them into doing it themselves, they'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that same way. It's like treating your body nicely instead of trying to beat it up when it's already in pain.
Mm.
So I want to say you probably held me because I have constant neck pain. And I think you held my neck probably for like 10 minutes. She was just holding it, right? Mm-hmm. And she was turning my head very, very slowly from one side to another. Mm-hmm. And then it just happens where I was like, I just finally felt the release.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so interesting to me. And then you would start on my back and where I would feel pain. And I'm like, how do you even know that that's where my pain was being associated from? It was incredible to me. It's not like going in and massage and having someone just deep tissue massage you. This is not what this is about. This is completely different. Yeah. You just know the skeletal makeup and you just knew where to find it. It was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have a knack for just being able to see, like when you lay down, for some reason I can see like into the body to see where something is stuck.
Yeah.
I don't really know it's how just, that happens.
Yeah. I don't know, girl. You're just like gifted for sure. So Julia, what else do you incorporate when it comes to your treatments? And I would like also for you just to touch base on what the word means for people, because I'm sure for the first time they've never heard of this word of your expertise that you've done.
Oh, of the myofascial release?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Repeat the question.
So first off, let's talk about what you incorporate into your treatment.
I'm simple. You have to do one question at a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just like 55 things in my head.
She's so chill.
I know. She's like, Krista, wait
you're,
a second.
You're air, I'm water.
I know.
One thing at a time.
I think she's fire, right?
No, no, she's air.
Oh, that's right.
I'm an airhead. Yes,
that's right. That's right.
She is air.
That's right.
Things that I incorporate into my body work. Well, for one, intuition is a big piece of it. Mm. That's probably the biggest, most effective piece. But I've trained in several things. Myofascial release is probably my favorite, and I feel like that's where I really tune into the body and find where I need to go. But I've trained in manual lymphatic drainage, healing touch, well with the essential oils, several other modalities. So I have a little bit of things, you know, several things I can pull from. Mm-hmm. And I read a lot. So a lot of things that aren't necessarily body work that I pull in too. I love studying people's blood types, their birth orders, their the astrology is something that I've really started to pull in a lot lately. Which is really, when you go back to Aristotle and the doctors way back in the day, that is what they looked at. So it's kind of like getting back to the roots of medicine. I think that's been missing in medicine for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could say that.
Yeah,
I agree with that too.
Yeah. So with astrology, because I'm really into astrology too. Yeah. What do you do with that? Like, before someone comes to see you, do you look at their chart? Do you know their birthday?
If I have their information, I'll pull their chart. You know, different signs have a tendency to hold things in different places. Like Taurus people tend to hold things in their neck and their throat. That's a real sensitive area for them.
Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. And yeah. What do you do all day?
Interesting.
Talk.
Yeah. It's true.
How great is that?
Interesting, yeah.
I'm an Aquarius. Aquarius tend to be like calves and ankles. A lot of Aquarians have trouble with their ankles. Mm-hmm. So every sign has a different body part that's associated with them. So sometimes that'll give you a clue. Sometimes it's just a matter of seeing what's difficult in their life right now. Mm-hmm. Would it be something that has to do with their chest? Would it have something to do with them moving forward in some way?
So would you say, like, with astrology, like, before you see somebody, most of the time that it's accurate? Because I know, like, I have a tendency to do that, which I've tried to get out of. Like, oh, this person is, like, a Pisces, so they're going to be like this. Or, oh.
Right. Because we all know what our sun sign is. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that I'm an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And that's an air sign. But that's the only planet in my chart that's an air sign. I have 6 planets in water. So I think most people wouldn't guess me to be an air sign. I'm a water sign.
Yeah.
And when is an air sign? I know you said that I'm air.
What is an air sign?
Or you said I'm air.
When's your birthday?
May 11th.
Oh, you're Taurus. So you're a Taurus, which would be a very grounded sign. But if you look at all of your other planets, I bet you've got lots of air somewhere else. So your sun sign is your personality, but all the other planets combined make your whole being. Mm-hmm. How you really behave.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because is Taurus Earth?
Taurus is Earth.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very Earth, very grounded.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop stepping on me, Tracy.
I know.
You're always stepping over me.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I think that's actually on our website. Yes. So Tracy and I have the things that we, you know, that get to know Chris and Tracy. The one thing you should never tell a woman, guys, don't tell me what to do.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Mm-mm. You don't want to.
Don't tell a woman.
We try to help the guys out there too. You just don't want to say that to a woman, period. But you definitely don't want to say it to us.
No, don't. No.
not to Krista.
Don't tell me not to
do. No.
Uh-uh.
Not today.
Not today. Well, Julia, you are just delightful. Again, you're super, super talented in what you do and so many different things that you offer for helping people heal from the inside out. How can we find you? Where are you located?
My office is in Middleton and University Avenue, so it's very easy to find. Right near the Willie Street Co-op. Mm-hmm. And you can find me. I have a website, which is Rebalance, MFR, which is short for myofascial release, .org or .com.
Love it. I love it.
Awesome.
Rebalance, girl. That's definitely how she'll get your body into shape and feeling good. So head on out there today, you guys. You're going to love Juliet. I love the atmosphere of, you know, what you have and so much more. You're just adorable. So
thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. There you have it, honey. Fit and Fabulous right here with Chris in the Morning Rush. 93.1 Jams.